You're listening to Made Theory. This is a show where you'll learn the ups and downs of growing a business, the lefts and rights of marketing, and the ever-changing world of advertising. In large part, this show will cover the theory of how people made it. Let's
go! On this episode, we'll be discussing AR and the future of retail's in-store experience.
So YouTube just released an experiment that I guess is going to be available to the general public pretty soon, where you can virtually try on things based on videos that you're watching. And I believe they're going to start it with makeup. Have you heard about this?
I haven't. So basically you're going to see your face with that makeup on, you know, what you're watching in the video, I guess.
So I think the idea is that you try on whatever product you're watching. Yeah, so you're watching a beauty vlogger. She's putting on a certain like brand of makeup. And then you can try it on your face and see exactly how to look on you, and then you can order it. So this is going to play a huge role in the future of marketing with apparel brands, with cosmetic brands. There's so many applications for something like this. I think we need to start thinking about it now. I think that the future of, I've kind of thought this for a while, and I think we're getting one step closer. The future of a retail store is going to be to go in and basically set up your app in their store. You're going to go in Nordstrom's and you're going to try on, you're going to be fitted in a virtual machine that's going to measure you, take pictures of your body and your face and everything in 3D. That way, when you go to the Nordstrom's website 6 months later, you can literally see exactly what clothes are going to look like on you. Because the whole thing, I don't know about you guys, but pant sizes, it doesn't do any, like, you can't shop online just by size. I can get the same size of 30 different things and half of them will fit me.
Right.
Sizes don't work.
I'd imagine like there's some type of scanner they put inside the store. So like when you walk in, like you get your body scan and then they just give you suggestions on what's going to fit your actual waist.
Why not?
Your actual chest size.
Is this happening already?
Makes sense.
It's got to be happening. We have the technology to do that.
I'm 100%. Sure some parts of it. I've seen the kiosks where you can, you know, scan your body, take your photo, and then place the clothes kind of on you, see how it looks. Yes, early stages. But I think it's a better point of sale when you say, oh, these five items would be perfect for you based on your measurement that we just scanned.
Exactly. Know? And then it can go a step further and they can database or they can catalog what products you've bought in the past, and they say these are going to be perfect on you because they fit you and they're the same style that you like.
You know, IKEA has a great app, AR app. That
I know, you've told us about it four times.
I'm telling you, nobody gets it yet, but this is essentially
putting
the furniture into your actual space so you could see it right there before you buy it.
Chris's house is all IKEA furniture because he loves this fucking app. It's all fake.
You sit down, fuck, there's nothing there.
Yeah, I went over there the other day. It's just a white room. You know?
That's the future, I think. I think that's going to be, that's just a start. That's that. There's going to be apparel. There's going to be this thing with YouTube AR, with makeup.
Just think of all the time I could save when I walk into a store and they say, yeah, there's nothing here that's going to fit you.
Okay, all the bullshit.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I don't have to try stuff on and be embarrassed.
All the bullshit.
Or you get scanned and they're like, red alert, you're way too big for this.
Yeah, it's crazy. Some of the brands in like some of the higher end, like Neiman Marcus, you go and you try on like their version. For me, usually I wear a medium sized shirt. I've tried medium shirts in there and it's like skin tight, fucking ripping as I pull it over my neck. Like, it just doesn't even make sense. So yeah, sizes don't work. AR helps with that. And I think that's going to be the future of retail.
There's even maybe an application, like even a whole nother angle where it goes, like there's companies that come about that are stylists and you basically scan yourself, you give it to them, and then for a subscription price, they're going to fit you throughout the month with like new stuff.
Yep. That's like your style and fitted, your exact like, fit.
Yeah. Bespoke, you know, whatever it is, whether you're doing suits or whether you're, you know.
Yeah.
Then you get a booklet of like all these different designers or personal people that do this for people based on their actual sizes, and then
even better, you're going to get a link to a portal every month and you're going to click that link and you're going to go to a page that's going to show seven different outfits with you in them, and
right,
you see
yeah, exactly
what you look like in them. Yeah, you can 360 spin them and everything.
cool stuff.
And I think with the depending on where the advancement of the mobile phone technology goes, that tech, the two could be integrated. Maybe you don't need to go to a retail store to get your sizes all fitted. You might be able to have somebody hold your phone while you spin in a circle, and it just maps out your body and records you in 3D. We'll see. Thank you for listening to Made Theory. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Made Theory Show.